Yes, sir.
Yes, we'll be,
I think it's too far, Commissioner Schedule, Mr. President, and we can stay in touch.
I should cover this first reading on the way.
Make this, realistic.
We get one, because, listen, I think fully that now, so we're, now, okay, so, while we're going over, we're going to discuss our weekly, here, the drug problem, and, we get one.
Yes, you look at the president.
Definitely, that's all, good, thank you very much. Now, let me one, hurry, I have a very, guilty conscience. I should have given excuse in this, invitation, because it's a crazy, but, I want to say this, and, gee, I wouldn't want to lose your respect. So many times when people run away from the Democratic Party and go over to the Republican Party, and leave the Republican Party, go into the Democratic Party, they're not liked by either side.
Yeah.
And I've always tried to be.
Yeah, from both sides.
That's right, I've tried to be a constructive individual, completely fair, but, of course, I haven't supported a Democratic nominee in so long as possible. I supported you, you ran against Kennedy, and I supported Eric Goldwater, and I just read the justice, I mean, you got 82% of the vote. Now, I'm not nobody about it, and, because sometimes you can lose respect to people, but I'm so close to these people, I've been working with them for very long, and, it's a sure thing, it's a very strong movement on the way down Louisiana, to move these Wallace people, you understand, over, if at all possible, your record, I think you can work with it. I want to discuss it with you very, very briefly. I don't think I'm going to stay in the Congress for two more years. You can be told. I feel that I'd be a better American to have you stay here four more years than would, you understand, to try to embrace some of the things being advocated by these hopefuls out on the hill. I can't do it. I'm not very close to the people over on my side, and the aid that I give will be absolutely clean up the board. There'll be no embarrassment anywhere along the way until next year after my primary, when I shall record the present plan. I'm working with some Republicans in my district, and I will, of course, formally, I'm not a supporter of candidates, if they can do it. That way, I think we can carry on and view that. This is what this is all about. And it's non-political. Your own director, John Ingersoll.
Yeah.
I invited him to be the principal speaker in Louisiana.
Monroe.
My hometown is October 4th. Yeah. He accepted the invitation. Now, this was the kickoff, of course, team of drug abuse experts schedules at a city conference. All right, this is a professor, a doctor out of Northeast University. This is a man head of the local school system, the district attorney of Passman. And this is Ingersoll. So there's 19 colleagues. There's 19 parishes in my district, 15 of them on this side of the river. And having a meeting, I shall host a meeting in a few days in Monroe, all the superintendent of education. And they're going to give these children Monday, October the 4th off. We have now made arrangements to accommodate 15,000. We have a beautiful arena there, it's 6,800. Then, just a little piece removed from that, we have the theater takes care of the 4,000. Then the outside will have seats there for 4,000. So we think we'll have 15,000. And it just occurred to me, since you have operated this program, to do something about the illegal use of narcotics, it just could be an opportunity for your own director, you understand, to appreciate his chief backing him up. Now, it would be a question of working it out, whether you would just like to say something to them over long distance, whether you would prefer a letter that I'd read, whether you prefer a telegram, but we are actually going to have, maybe 15 months.
Let me say, first of all, I will participate. I've reminded them that if the telephone calls me something, I could easily
that I'm saying is going to address this group. It's going to be not
even my telephone.
Oh, Chris, to be advertised. Now I had a nice meeting with Rogers, and we discussed, of course, the situation in Turkey on the hill, and the kick next week, the picture of Mr. Rogers, and we're building this thing up. It's great to get it cut, at prompt at 10 o'clock, and I know it's 10 o'clock tomorrow. Which is really,
the only thing I would possibly think of, I would tell me, and this I can't, and this week, I guess I have to be, that's something I've seen, something I've seen, but let's just say this. You have a president plans, hopefully by telephone.
Yes, I would qualify.
Hopefully by telephone, unless something unforeseen.
Well, I should say by long distance, we'd have to have that.
Long distance, by long distance.
And this will certainly get the crowd.
Sure.
And this is not going to hurt the president.
No, it's a great cause, and I'm glad.
It's a great cause, and it,
but also I'd like to be associated with auto passing.
Well, Mrs. President, let me just.
Yes, I want to. I want to run your coattail.
No, I want your respect.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to think I'm running out of power, but you know that, Bill.
I'm only according
back. I try to be a gentleman. Next time, I'm going to be relegated back to the junior position for 2 years. I have a hectare of Louisiana for you, according to my present plans. And
I'll lose your chairmanship.
If you get out of here, now I'm going to come back one more time. I'm 71. It's time to be behind.
I have
25 years. But now, this is what Barry Goldwater did with my support. He flew down and made it once a year. Didn't give a dime or something. course, we drastically reduced in American Bank, and I'm going to be a responsible member. And when I have contact with your people, I will give in places where I can give. I'll do nothing but be completely fair.
The security system is really important.
What?
The security system is part of that thing.
Yeah, that's the military side. You're for that. You never vote against that. I'm for the other. But there's two things I hope to cross the time. The year, I would someday like to discuss with a responsible member of your administration.
You have to do it.
But the man I want to talk to now, let's say OPIC. This is a new organization set up, but you have
OPIC.
Yeah. Overseas Private Investment Corporation. You have 15 agencies making loans, and the total two of it, as you can see there, goes into billions and billions of dollars. OPIC had to get in with a little $40 million account, even though people know they shouldn't be in. They just shouldn't get in that field. And another one, it's been oversold. I'm narrow-minded about it. I've been very ugly about it, and that's the case for it. They've been run out of 12 countries. They don't take this. They give you the devil. They talk about the president. That they have to get out of 12 countries. And I'm going to cut them and cut them deeply. If I can muster the votes now before I take my leave, people will not argue this long.
Just your private provision.
But your China policy attendance come down here really to that you look at.
What?
If tennis strikes are armed kick you peace for you look at. But now for your China policy support China this time. I'm both tank.
So
you cannot ignore 25% of the population of the world. Now you can't black them all.
As a matter of fact, Otto, I'm a great friend of wonderful people in the rest of it. But what is, you've got 800 million people ahead of there. And all I'm doing is, we're not going over there to get the bread money. We're going there to open up a communication.
You've got to have a
Don't you think you've got to have a communication?
I do want to make this.
You think you could, you're
able to support that. Now, let me say this. This may be a thought worthwhile. I'm a 33rd degree Mason, linger active in Masonry. Used to lecture all the time. Right? There's one 33rd degree Mason living in Hong Kong, Peter Chow. Fine man, well educated, should be a very rough man. Came all the way over here to see me, being up in Massachusetts one good time, so we came down and we spent a couple of days together, pretty much to Washington Hotel. He said, Otto, they're actually eating lettuce and they've eaten centuries. He said, you got me? Yeah, if you don't hear more about that. He said, they're actually eating better than they have in centuries. I said, Peter, that's right. I said, yes, that's right. I said, that's not the way I got it from Taipei. But he said, yes, now, those people that are going to age long, they're coming up with their missiles. They can't be ignored any longer. And I just applauded you when you came out of that.
I have somebody had to. Well, another thing, too, I'm the best man to do it, Otto, because I don't think anybody thinks I'm a patsy for.
This, I don't think my president has put some of my potentials to sleep. They don't know what the hell to do. Not this one might have saved me before I put it. Oh, this is, I knew you did it for love of America, but this is the greatest thing to blow this century. So, yes, this is it. Now, I think 75% of people would be with you by this thing, kind of. Jails, and you've got another pope that is running about pretty close to 7 now. But this is it. No question about it. It's just something that people have been waiting for, and you had the courage to do it, and of course they trust you. Now, I hope you don't ask them for an
aid.
But
I can assure you, I'll tell you one thing, you said, I don't want to do it. Having simply eaten the program.
be a part of the chair.
Well, I don't